Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, welcoming you to the after 4th of July call. Welcome, 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 everyone. 6 months of the calendar year 2016 are officially in the books, and I am honored to be your host on tonight's call. What a year 2016 is already. There are many, many exceptional long-term clients and friends on tonight's call. I want to thank you for your patronage. Many of you have been on this call for 4 or 5 years, and Bobby Robinson in North Carolina has been on this call for over 15 years. Bobby has even called into this call when he's been in his hospital bed. And Bobby, thank you for your first-class patronage. I'm honored to be your friend and brother from another mother. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, then we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Next Tuesday night, Tuesday, July 12th, I have the distinct privilege of having for a second time as a guest on my call, C.G. Siddons. C.G. is one of the most exceptional women that I've ever had the privilege of coaching, collaborating, and sharing the stage with. C.G. is a multiple six-figure income earner and a very, very successful business owner. She's very, very skilled at assisting people on how to create teams, cultures. She also has been a part of Alexis and Tara Romano's culture for the last 6+ years and is a very, very exceptional human being. It will be with great pleasure to have CG on our call. From that culture, there's been Don Ferrantino, there's been Alexis, CG, Tara, and there'll be others of you that will be guest speakers on this call. Many of you on this call will eventually be a guest speaker on this call, as I will interview you because you will deserve it. You will have earned it. On August 23rd, we also have Dr. Joe Dispenza. It took me about a year to bring him back to this call, so I have the privilege of interviewing him on August 23rd. I do have the contract signed for next April 15th. Sandy DiOrio and I are in the process of booking the absolute ideal hotel for the event. There will be tickets available. That will be April 15th of 2017. That's even strange to say that, but that's how much demand he is in. So many of you that have seen him before will get the opportunity to see him again, and some of you haven't seen him. You'll hear him on August 23rd and have the opportunity to see him next year. This Saturday, I will be in Big Sky Country, Bozeman, Montana. I cannot wait to attend that event. July 16th, I'll be in the beautiful City by the Bay, actually Pleasanton, California. July 23rd, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. July 30th, Marina Del Rey in Los Angeles. August 20th, I'll be with my Paizan, Frank Pecoraro. I'll be in Albany, New York. August 27th, I'll be in Philadelphia. September 17th, Clark, New Jersey. That will be with Don Ferrantino. September 24th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire with Abby O'Neill. Many of you have heard Abby speak before. She's one of the most exceptional, exciting young business entrepreneurs I've had the privilege of mentoring and coaching. October 1st, I'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with Jeremy Angle. Jeremy is on tonight's call. October 8th, Long Island. October 15th, Columbia, South Carolina. And I want to thank my good friend Carlotta Davis, who is my host in Columbia. October 22nd, C.G. Siddons and I will be in Tampa, Florida, and that will be a fantastic event. George Dominion is also assisting me with all the particulars of that event. It's going to be a great event. My first speaking opportunity in Tampa, Florida. I want to thank Alexis, who also assisted me with this event. October 29th, Missoula, Montana. Weehawken, New Jersey, November 19th. December 3rd, Atlanta. And I have 3 dates available. That is November 12th, and I have 2 dates available, and December 17th. I'm in the process of booking those 2 events. So if you want to see me do a 1-day event live with some of my existing clients who invariably exceptional people from all around the world show up in my events, you never know who's going to walk into one of my events. So those are where you can find one of my 1-day More Heart Than Talent events. Now, if you're on this call and you've not taken advantage of any of my free one-on-one coaching, you'd like to take advantage of that, you're relatively new to the call, you can contact me directly at 209-932-0227. 209-932-0227. I have about 60 people on my waiting list for the free 15-minute calls that I did a promo the last couple weeks. Thank you for everyone who purchased the Quantum Leap Thinking for Quantum Results product that just was delivered out. So we're going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I have a great call lined up for you, a call on The Zone. One of my favorite topics is The Zone, in the zone, in the hands-free zone, and really finding that inner game required to be the exceptional business owner, entrepreneur, and human being that you deserve to be and stay as you go through the process of free enterprise and then living the life you deserve. As you start to be able to live in a place called balance, a place called peace, and a place called free enterprise where you can create what the free market will bear while you're enjoying your life without anxiety and being overwhelmed, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that created your anxiety. As you start to live and stay in the hands-free zone, then you will seldom ever get overwhelmed. I saw an interview with the great Grant Cardone recently, and one of his interviewers asked him, said, "Mr. Cardone, what do you do when you get overwhelmed?" He gave the exact answer that I would give. He did say, "I don't get overwhelmed." Now, what does he mean? It doesn't mean he's not human, but it means that he doesn't go into an anxious state, giving away his power to a past event that no longer serves him. It means through metacognition, he's able to let go of anxieties that no longer serve him, and he's able to be and stay present. This isn't a trick or a trait, it's a skill. You too can master that emotional skill called the present. It's not that difficult, it's new. Your self-talk will dictate your action or your inaction. If you're a person who showed up in this call before this call overwhelmed, then tonight you can begin a recovery process. If you continue to live in denial, stay overwhelmed, you'll be emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that keep you feeling less than, and which will affect your esteem, meaning low. Your self-esteem and low self-esteem will transmute a set of energetic vibration that keeps you attracting to your reality the same kind of people, so you can be, feel, and stay disappointed. Now, when you're so done with this, that's one of CG's quotes, as you begin to let go of the control that keeps you overwhelmed and out of control, now you can start a different level of recovery. As you let go of denial, as you let go of being codependent, you can become independent. As you let go of being addicted, you can move into recovery. Now, addictions are one of my specialties. And when I say addictions, I don't necessarily mean drugs and alcohol. I mean the emotions that keep you feeling less than, overwhelmed, avoiding the process. Unfortunately, many of your teammates and some of you on tonight's call have avoidance tendencies and you're chronic starters. You have to let go of being a chronic starter so you can be a committed finisher. Finishing is a one-day-at-a-time process over a long career. You never finish our recovery. You're always in recovery. Now, what does that actually mean? It's not an arduous process. It means you constantly are committed to being and staying in the present so that you're no longer overwhelmed. You live a much more disciplined, systematic, organized life. Being organized is also a skill. But if you are unorganized, undisciplined, you'll never be able to master the moving parts of success. Success is a process. It's a one-day-at-a-time process that you master through simple repetition and experience. Is all I have to do is just? No, you're not justing. Success is not just. Success is an attitude. It's a process. And it's a delivery process. So winning becomes a habit. That is the zone. When you become a winner, you'll let go of whining. But if you're a chronic whiner, you will typically use words like but. But enters your house of vocabulary, and oftentimes in mid-sentence you'll say, "I get it, but. I'm going to go to that event, but." You have an out. When you are committed, there's no back door. You're in the front door on the way to the journey to success. As you begin to master the habits, skills, and mindset of an exceptional business owner and an exceptional human being, when those two come together, then it becomes innate. As you start to master the skills of business, you're also mastering the skills of life. They go hand in hand because you're able to adapt and adjust quickly. You're able to address and understand people. You understand how predictable people are. This will assist you in life and assist you in business. As you begin to let go of drama and chaos that no longer serves you. You will tend to not have drama and chaos in your businesses as you don't in life. As you begin to let go of the guilt and shame based on past events that no longer are your identity, then you will tend to attract a different kind of person to your business and to your life. The people that you date typically show up in the same type of people in your business. As you begin to understand predictability, familiarity, and you start to understand the real process of letting go. Letting go means separating your feelings from the events that shape them. No longer having an identity based on a past event that keeps you doing the same thing over and over, then you say, I don't know. I don't know why I do this. As you begin to have a language style and a communication style with your limbic brain, which is your right brain, where you're creative and innovative, as you begin to speak to yourself differently, you will start to change your brain chemistry. No one does it better than the great Dr. Joe Dispenza. He delivers some of the finest content. If you're not listened to his content before, you can go out tonight after this call, listen to on TED Talk, Three Brains, Dr. Joe Dispenza, 20 minutes that will unequivocally change the way you look at why you do what you do. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, then you can find the present, not the zone. What does the zone mean, the hands-free zone? It's not a mythical, magical place. It's a be state. It's a place that you can be in on command. But if your self-talk isn't conducive to being in that state of relaxation, recovery, prosperity, reciprocity, it's a very relaxed emotional state that has a high vibration. It has a high energetic state. But if you continue to tiptoe quietly through life, overwhelmed in anxiety, in fear, and doubt, then you will transmute your feelings at about 180 cycles per second. Energy is measured and calibrated in waves per second. As you begin to understand the basics of quantum physics, what goes on in your brain, why you do what you do, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that kept you doing what you do, that keeps you overwhelmed, keeps you in anger, resent, abandonment, rejection, and any other overwhelmed feeling that keeps you in doubt, fear, and anxiety. As you begin to let go of those feelings, then you actually can start to become the person that you deserve to be. Now, that person means that there is no limitations. As you move into the hands-free zone, what begins to happen is your ideas change. Your creativity changes. Your innovation changes. Your reflexes changes, specifically your emotional reflexes. You start to pay attention and be attentive to how other people are checked out. You will see other people in the grocery store and in the checkout line laugh when nothing's funny. You'll understand it. You will see people who stop in mid-sentence and they and ah. They use terms like kinda, sorta, and they use the word guess in mid-sentence. It's amazing once you start to understand and start to check in how many people you see that are checked out. As you're no longer the status quo and you start to live an exceptional life and an exceptional lifestyle, and that's a commitment. As you start to be and stay committed, then you're no longer the victim. You're no longer guilted into situations. You're no longer codependent, and you're no longer an addicted over-obligator. You start to have boundaries on your life and on yourself. When business and life start to have that similarity, then you don't go out to do business. You'll do business when you're out in a very relaxed state. When you let go of trying, then you're being. As you start to become that human being that you know you're capable of being, then you will not have the doubt that robs you of your brilliance. As you let go of that kind of situation, then you will be able to brand yourself effortlessly. Then you won't be concerned about what your friends, family, and other people think about you because they're already overwhelmed. They're not thinking about you. That's a story you tell yourself to justify being overwhelmed. As you begin to let go of the mind-body connections that no longer are your identity, it's no longer who you are, as you begin this transformation process, and it can be relatively quickly if you let go of how difficult it is. But if you continue to talk about how difficult it is, you will have challenges finding that zone. The zone is not mythical and magical. The zone is reality. When you start to live in that zone, hands-free, what it means is that it's a metaphor for no longer struggling, no longer being addicted. You don't talk like an addict anymore. You speak like you're in recovery, and in in recovery, you speak present tense, a day at a time. It means you get up in the morning and you make your bed because you no longer rebel against making your bed. And as you get up in the morning on the way to the bathroom, you may see a glass that you left the night before, you pick it up and you put it in the sink. It means you change your habitual habits of being overwhelmed. You don't talk about how overwhelmed you are. You live in a different state. But when you talk about how big something is, you can't possibly move into that type of recovery. You will stay emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that keep you from being present. When you are present, you are now. Now is now. It's not how do I get to now. It's not a get to. It's an I am state. When you are present, you're present. It's not something you figure out. It's a decision that you create about where you are right now. Now is now. Now is now in today. Today is 86,400 seconds. Today is not tomorrow. Today isn't yesterday. Today is the present. When you let go of anxiety about what hasn't happened and regret about the past, then you're present. Now, when you start to live in that space, your attractor factor changes. You move into a higher level of awareness. You begin to transcend levels of consciousness. As you start to let go of anxiety, doubt, and fear and live in awareness, a different set of circumstances and different people begin to show up. As you also let go of trying to control others' outcome and being in control of your control, and you let go of being so controlling, and you realize that control is a myth and control is an illusion. Now, that doesn't mean you don't goal set. Setting a goal is not control. Setting a goal is a commitment. When you start to understand the inner game of goal getting and you set a goal that's a clearly defined goal, if your goals aren't clearly defined, then they're vague, they're elusive, then it means they don't really have any reality. But when your goals are so clear that you live in that reality zone, that's the hand-free zone. When you're not attached to an outcome and you're having a conversation or a communication and you pick up on signals, clues, and the person that you're communicating with is telegraphing their uncomfortability, they're telegraphing their anxiety, you're able to be in that zone, and in your inner ear you can hear the pain that that person's in. And as you start to really listen to that situation, you're able to ask questions about the outcome. You're able to ask questions about where they are. You're able to ask questions, and mythically, magically, some of these people who are not in the mythical, magical state, because there's no real magic, all of a sudden they let go, and they start to communicate differently because of how you show up. But if you show up in anxiety, there's no zone. That zone that you're seeking to be is a place called peace. And in that kind of peace, you have a different kind of power, non-physical, not linear, it's emotional. And that type of emotional power that you seek to become, it's not you seek it, you are it. When you can say, I am, that is now. And in that now state, you become much more relaxed in your body. You're much more flexible. Case in point, if you were going to play a sport or be in an athletic endeavor, you would be able to see a baseball differently. If you picked up the basketball and you were going to dish the rock, you could dish it behind your back effortlessly. If you're going to step on the putting green, you'd be able to drop a long putt in. You'd be able to understand the break of the grass. You wouldn't have anxiety about missing the hole. You would drop it. If you're going to shoot a 22 or 25 footer, in basketball, it would be NBN, nothing but net, meaning that your body is so relaxed, so flexible, your reflexes are so in the zone that you become consciously unconscious in your awareness, meaning that you've now created a state of auto-suggestion, where if you're a quarterback, you'd be able to drop back in the pocket, and you could throw a 60-yard pass like Eli Manning has done at times, and it absolutely drops right in its hands. If you stepped into Yankee Stadium, that 98-mile-an-hour fastball, instead of it looking like an aspirin or a BB, would look like a grapefruit, and you'd be able to crush it. And in business, you're able to crush it because you become the crusher. And it means that you are so flexible and so relaxed that you're in the hands-free zone, meaning that life becomes effortless based on the effort that you bring. You require effort, a relaxed effort. But if you bring a frantic, overwhelmed effort into your daily endeavors and your daily activities, then typically you'll get so overwhelmed that you will avoid. If you're a chronic starter and you continue to edify that, If you're one of these people that say, this always happens to me, then you've edified the outcome that you seek not to have to justify your disappointment. What does that actually mean? It means that you are so emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that you've created an expectation about an outcome you say you don't want to have to happen, but you speak into existence what you don't have to have happen so you can justify the situation that you've created. Then you'll attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill your low self-esteem, your chronic inability to commit. You'll attract other non-committers so you can justify this, the kind of people who drop off, don't stay on auto ship, don't stay in the game, don't go to events, and then you wonder why this happens to you. It happens to you because you're chronically and emotionally addicted to events that created a set of feelings that you perpetuate over and over so you can justify that existence. As you no longer are that mind-body connection, through a state called metacognition, where you can objectively observe a situation for what it is, not make it personal, step out of it, and say, I am done with this. I commit. I am changing. And you mean it. You're not concerned about tomorrow. You're not concerned. You're committed. When you're concerned, then you're already creating overwhelm. But when you're committed, you're committed. The only way to commit is by committing. You can't commit by being interested, and you can't commit half-assed. You commit by committing. When you are committed, you're committed. And committing isn't difficult. Committing is a choice. Committing isn't yeah, but. Committing is I am. Committing is committing now, not tomorrow. I don't know if I can keep success. Well, since you don't have it, what are you worried about? I mean, this is preposterous how many people talk to themselves. And if you are one of these people on tonight's call that don't really understand money, it's required. If you don't really understand how money is created in free enterprise, then it's important that you grasp it and then grasp it and live it. Money is created in free enterprise by service and value, products and services, benefits and features, transactions, goods moving. But if you have an anxiety about money, money won't find you. Money does not respond to anxiety. Money responds to skills. And if you have a mortgage that you don't understand, you're not sure about it, and you're paying points on interest, you have a high mortgage rate of 5%, and you take a look at your mortgage statement and start to really understand it, if you keep avoiding it, you'll never be able to pay off your debt. Debt is an illusion that people create to keep you overwhelmed. And if you live in debt, you'll stay overwhelmed. And if you're in debt, there's a high probability that you'll end up medicating yourself because of how much anxiety and how much depression you have. So when you're in debt and depressed, then you're a victim of society. Then you will tiptoe quietly through life like most of society, and you will arrive at your grave safely, paying the greatest pain, the pain of regret. Now, if you're so done with that situation and you're ready to no longer be that victim of society, then you want to be a victor, then you have to learn the skills, habits, and mindset of a trade, of a leverage vocation, where you can overcome that situation that you created. You must be responsible. Filing bankruptcy is never a solution. It doesn't do anything to the business owners who don't file bankruptcy. Being responsible puts you in a responsible zone, meaning that you're no longer anxious and overwhelmed about the outcome. Many people get overwhelmed about success and failure. They can't separate the two. They can't decide whether they're overwhelmed about being successful or overwhelmed about failing. It's the same situation, paralysis. And that paralysis is avoidance. And when you're a chronic avoider, there is absolutely no way that you can be flexible enough to be successful. Because if you're an avoider, your body is in fight or flight. You're overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, your body's in fight or flight, secreting a neurochemical, biochemical. Typically, it ends up being a steroid, adrenaline, cortisol. And if you live in this state, then you're going to have challenges ever being and staying successful. You might have flashes of brilliance, but then you get so overwhelmed about the outcome that you won't ever find the zone. The zone is where you live a day at a time. The zone is not that difficult to find, because it's nothing you find, it's a state you be. And in that zone that you begin to live in, that hands-free zone, it's bliss, joy, love, awareness, and enlightenment. They're emotions. They're an emotional state that you choose to live in, and you seldom relapse back into an emotionally addicted state. And if you do, it's not a long relapse. When you are really grounded in who you are, who you're being and what you're capable of. As you begin to master the emotional skills to be and stay a human being, then you can be in an emotional state called an entrepreneur. But if you don't master your emotions, you'll never make it as a business owner. But if you get so overwhelmed about the outcome, you're overwhelmed about being rejected, you're overwhelmed about being abandoned, you're overwhelmed about money, you're overwhelmed about debt, then you're so overwhelmed being overwhelmed that you're overwhelming. And people don't find you attractive when you're overwhelmed. When you talk in riddles, stop in mid-sentence, and ah, in sentences with I don't know, use guess in mid-sentence, you telegraph how uncomfortable you are, and then you wonder why no one joins you, no one signs up, no one stays in your business. Why? Because you're overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you'll attract other overwhelmed non-success seekers. When you let go of being overwhelmed, I know it's funny, isn't it? When you're overwhelmed, you'll attract other overwhelmed non-success seekers. You may write that down. Because unfortunately, that's what happens to a lot of people who don't really get it. What many people do is they enter into free enterprise with an expectation bigger than their habit. They expect to be an overnight success, a rock star, an internet marketing star, a real estate star. They expect to go out and buy their first house, flip it, and make $1 million. Doesn't happen like that. Ask Alexis or me, who are real estate investors. It doesn't happen like that. There's a process to the situation. There's a process to recovery. There's a process to success. Now, what most Americans want is the payoff. They want instant gratification. Well, if you want to be a millionaire, you have to be a millionaire apprentice. It means that you have to pay the price. You have to live the game. You have to be in the game. It's a simple discipline, practice one day over a time, that creates a long career. If you want to be in the Hall of Fame, well, that's at the end of your career. Right now, you're in the middle of your career. It's what you do daily that counts. But if your daily habits and routine aren't conducive to an outcome that will create profit in business, then you're going to be in a nonprofit organization from the discomfort of your home, using debt to fulfill your disappointment. And you can't live and be in debt for very long when you own a business, because you'll run out of credit. And for you, you can't live on credit. You live on profit. You have to learn how to create profit dollars daily. Outproduce your problem. Entrepreneurs always create more. Addicts always create more. An addict always wants more drama. A successful entrepreneur creates more results. Now, you decide what you want to have, more drama or more results. But if your self-talk isn't conducive to results, then you will live in the problem. But if your self-talk is conducive to results, then you'll live in the solution. And the more solution-oriented you are, the less problems you will create or attract to your reality. You must learn how to avoid conflict and also how to avoid drama and chaos. But if you're someone who's a chronic avoider, you will continue to attract that kind of drama and chaos to fulfill your avoidance tendencies. But as you start to move into this recovery state called free enterprise, and you start to recover from your past, and you start to change how you feel in your present, you will begin to attract to your reality a different type of circumstance, situation, and person that you can collaborate with. Now, the signs and clues will show up if you're aware, meaning you go to a restaurant, a parking space will be there for you because you have a different level of conscious awareness. For years, I've been teaching people how to create the parking space at a restaurant. When you have an expectation that there's always a parking space, there's always a booth for you, there's always a table for you, when that plane ticket is available for you, when that seat is available for you, when that hotel room is available for you, that ticket at Yankee Stadium, that ticket at Dodger Stadium, the ticket at the Metropolitan Museum, the Metropolitan Opera, these kinds of situations, that's an expectation where the universe is rewarding you for the person you're becoming. That is the zone. That's an expectation that you can create with ease. You cannot create a zone-like state in difficulty, in overwhelm, in chaos, in drama. And you cannot attract people you can create money with unless you have a dialogue that's conducive to creating it. When you have anxiety about money, you worry about money because money does not worry about you. Money ends up in the hands of people who are skilled. When you start to develop collaboration skills, business skills, free enterprise skills, and money skills, and they come together in a law of alignment conducive to success, then you'll begin to attract to reality the people that you are seeking to collaborate with. They will show up. They will show up on command. They'll show up to your writing style, your branding skills. They'll show up to your Facebook, LinkedIn. They'll show up in precarious ways. They'll bump into you. You'll get a referral. They'll say, I don't know where I found you. This will begin to happen to you frequently because it becomes an expectation. That is the zone. This always happens to me. I invariably will go out to dinner in my hometown in certain places, and it's very common that people pick up the check for me. Now, I asked this with my friend Carolyn recently. I said, you see how often this happens to me? And she goes, of course it happens to you because of the person you have become. Now, early in my career, I waited tables as a teenager in restaurants. And I used to pay attention in the 4- and 5-star restaurants to the people who would pick the checks up for other patrons that I would be waiting tables on. And I used to pay attention to the people that used to pick the checks up. These were men and women of influence and affluence. And I said that I'm going to do that one day. I also paid attention to the people who were the best tippers, the people who passed out. It wasn't through generosity. It was because these people were prosperous and they had a value on service. I said, I'm going to be that person one day. I committed to that, and that happens to me frequently. I pride myself on being an exceptional tipper. I like to put money back into circulation, a level of reciprocity to people who are servers in restaurants and hotels and maids and people like this. It doesn't come from generosity. It comes from prosperity. So the more you understand how to create reciprocity and prosperity, prosperity is totally in the zone because prosperity is in the flow. The hands-free zone is when you start to have flow in life rather than resistance. But when you live in resistant to change, resistant to let go, resistant to let go of the control that keeps you in control, when you live in that kind of resistance, then there is no flow. You'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings. So when every day is game day, when every day becomes a part of your habit, when every day is you're in that flow, you will start to create this situation, optimum performance. Meaning that you start to perform at your optimum, and you start to perform at a very high level of skill, mindset, and habit. As you start to take your game to the next level, whatever vocation you've chosen to be a business owner, an entrepreneur in, as you step across the threshold of amateurism and you move into professionalism, then your whole energy changes. As that energy changes, so does your vibration. As you start to master selling, asking, persuasion skills, branding skills, writing skills, and you start to understand innately why people do what they do. I had an exceptional coaching session with my exceptional friend and client, Don Ferrantino. We were discussing that today, how to really create a value proposition for people. As you start to raise your value and go up the value ladder, people start to sense and see it. As your writing skills improve, as your ability to articulate your feelings, as your ability to ask questions in a sequence, your ability to have a conversation with a teammate and have a better understanding of the problem the teammate's in, and you start to develop a solution for this teammate, and then you watch and see how they respond or they react. And when you start to live in that place, you live in a whole different level of awareness. Your emotional vibration starts to go up the value ladder. People start to deem you more valuable, not valuable in money, but valuable as a human being. And it's that human being that will allow you to attract the money. The money doesn't come from the money. The money comes from who you are. As you start to really understand this inner game of I am and this be state that you start to master, then you're raising your value. And that value comes from your service. When you can follow through on your word, then you're committed. But if you have commitment challenges, then you can't finish. And so that means that your word is not your law. Your word is not a commitment. Your word is an interest. You can't come from commit and interest in the same equation. As you begin to let go of your anxiety about finishing, responsibility, and success, then you can move in, then you can begin the process. And that process means the I am state. I am lovable. I am capable. I am good enough. I'm the leader that people are looking for. I have the ability to ask questions in a sequence. Then you will move out of the how do I state. But if you stay in your analytical, egoic mind and overwhelmed state, continue to ask the same question, how do I, how do I, how do I? I coached a young man, Paul, last night, and I see that Paul posted on Facebook today. He goes, no more how do I's. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that he's not going to ask the same question over and over to exhaust the person he's asking. You do know the answer. But if you continue to say, I don't know why I do, then you will continue to stay overwhelmed. If anyone knows why you do what you do, it's you, because you're the one doing it. But if you continue to tell yourself, you don't understand, I don't get it, this always happens to me, then you are in resistance. When you let go of resistance, when you let go of anxiety, you can unequivocally move into the hands-free zone. That's where your optimum performance is. You can't perform admirably when you have performance anxiety. When you doubt yourself, get overwhelmed about how you're going to pull it off, what you're going to do, then you can't unequivocally perform at optimum performance. Optimum performance comes from being relaxed. There's this myth that many people will say, it's classic. I perform best when my back's against the wall. It's not possible. You can't perform best when your back's against the wall. You perform best when you're relaxed. Now, there are people who are gamers. There are people who can come in certain situations. In the military, they can come in sports. They're closers. Mariano Rivera, unequivocally. And there are people who have that kind of innate ability, but they're not performing best when their back's against the wall. They're performing at optimum performance. They're not listening to the stands. They're not paying attention to what's going on in the stands. They're attentive to what's going on right there in their inner world. And there are people who are closers, and there are people who are posers. And if you're going to be a closer, that means that you're attentive. You listen. You have an understanding. It means you're a finisher. You're able to take a situation to task, and you're up for the task at hand. It means that you don't get overwhelmed. You're relaxed. You're as cool as the other side of the pillow. It must be jam because jelly don't shake like that. It means you have ice in your veins. You're going to come in and ice it, baby. You can walk in, and you are as cool as that other side of the pillow. It means you don't get rattled. It means that you are you and you are free. You're not focused on the outer world. You're focused on your inner world. You're not focused on anxiety about an outcome. You are the outcome. You're going to get your outcome over and over because of that person you have become. You don't focus on wins and losses. You focus on your optimum performance. When you focus on your optimum performance, you unequivocally get your share of victories. You can't win them all, but you will win at a very high level of competition when you are competitive with yourself. You don't compete with the world. Don't focus on being the best. Focus on being your best. That's optimum performance. Optimum performance comes from simple discipline practiced one day at a time, asking the same questions over and over. The reason I'm calling you, the reason I'm reaching out to you, I'm calling you because when you start to develop that reflex, when you start to ask the same questions over and over and over, it's not the right questions, it's questions that lead to an outcome. When you start to understand that, the questions in a sequence, and then you're flexible and you can bounce back and forth based on someone's answer, you can ask the next question and keep a conversation moving. Those are persuasion skills when you're that relaxed in your body. Many people say to me, you have great comebacks. I have great comebacks because I've done the same situation hundreds of thousands of times. It's like brushing your teeth. Take pride in the way you brush your teeth. Take pride in the way you do your bed. Take pride in the way your desk looks. Take pride in your closet, your car. See, when you are one with, then all of this begins to come together. But when you're overwhelmed, when you're sloppy with the way you brush your teeth, when you're sloppy with you don't even make your bed, you don't even get around to that because you then justify that by saying, well, what the hell am I going to... I almost said it. What am I going to make my bed for if I'm going to get in it anyway? When you start off your day in that kind of overwhelmed state, you're going to finish in it, and you're going to get right back in that same bed that you got overwhelmed in. See, this is why it's important that you start to let go of the control that keeps you disappointed. What you're in control of typically is disappointment. You can't control success. Success isn't controllable. Success is an identity. You are successful. It's not something you control. It's a state you be. Now, that could be a breakthrough for you. Many people try and control success instead of being successful. It's a be state. When you start to be that, see, it's not, you're not only successful, you're being a human. That means that you are you and you are free. You're not trying to be someone else. You're so relaxed in your body that you're comfortable with you. You're no longer an outer body experience based on a past violation that you've never come back in your body. When you've let go of those events that shape those feelings, then you can be free of your anxiety that kept you overwhelmed. When you start to create hand gestures and hand movement, when you can move air and energy, when you practice yoga, self-discipline, when you're relaxed, when you breathe, when you let go, you're in your body. That inner body state creates an energy. That kind of energy creates a very powerful, non-linear, non-physical energy. And then people find you attractive, not your look, but your energy. That attractor factor comes from the telepathic message that you are sending. But when your message is mixed, that's when you attract perpetrators, violators, other overwhelmed people to join your team. This is when you'll find people who will create the friction with you because they sense it in you. When you're in control and overwhelmed, and when you're feeling very, when your low self-esteem is very low, you'll attract people to fulfill that. When you become aware and have and are in heightened level of awareness, and you're in a B state, you have a different level of awareness. You sense and see what's going on around you. You're able to adapt and adjust very quickly. And in that type of situation, you're able to create equanimity. Equanimity meaning that you can separate yourself from what's going on. You're able to step through, transcend, move on, let go, and not take situations personally. That kind of equanimity means you'd be walking down the street and two muggers are walking toward you, and you smile and you step right through them because you never gave it any power. When you're able to be that kind of person, that's very attractive. People are attracted to that kind of attractiveness, and that kind of attractiveness is now called charisma. That kind of attractiveness is called an aura. And when you carry that kind of aura, it's light. It's not heavy. It's not dark. It's a very, very light energy that people say, I don't know what it is, but I want to be around you. And in that kind of charismatic energy, This is something that takes practice. It's discipline, and it's not difficult. It's a choice. And when you choose to be that person you deserve to be, then you'll let go of the anxiety that you continue to create based on a past event that keeps you overwhelmed. For those of you who are seeking to become exceptional at direct sales, network marketing, real estate, internet marketing, free enterprise, owning a business, it's a one-day-at-a-time process until you master the emotions, the skills, the habits, and the mindset of entrepreneurship, the vocation you've chosen in entrepreneurship, then you decide to be and stay a professional in that vocation, and then you become very skilled at adapting and adjusting with the market. You start to understand trends. You learn how to write. You learn how to speak. You don't speak into existence the very situation you seek to avoid. Unfortunately, that's what most of society does. You don't avoid creating money. You create money because your business requires it. You own a business for profit. You got to get clear on that. Many people say, I'm starting a business for freedom. Well, I got a hot flash for you. Owning a business does not give you freedom. Creating leverage in the business possibly can give you time. But if you're not skilled at creating the leverage, then not only will you not have time, you'll have time to be overwhelmed. You'll spend most of your day overwhelmed using debt and other means to stay in business long enough to go out of business. And there's this big myth that owning a business gives you freedom. It gives you freedom of choice and allows you to get up at when you want, but you have to have business habits conducive to the clearly defined goals that you're setting. But what most of society does, they don't have clearly defined goals. They have very loose, uninterpreted, undefined goals that really have very little meaning to them. Most of society, when I ask them a goal, they tell me things that they think they're supposed to say. Their goals aren't personal. They don't have any meaning. They're telling people what they think they want. I want to give it back. I want to help people. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, that's freaking great, dude, but what about you? And if you're not really in the equation, then it's not personal. It must be personal. Clearly define short-term goals, 90-day game plan, a daily method that you operate. You make your bed. You have pride and dignity about what you do daily. You're organized. You're disciplined. You suit up and you show up. You're proud of who you are and what you do. A word called dignity, character, and then most importantly, you are convicted. There's a level of conviction you have about that zone you're going to find. You will not be denied, but not in an anxious, angry state, in a very relaxed, composed, energetic state. I will not be denied. And you want to be as cool as the other side of the pillow when you're prospecting, communicating, asking people questions. You're not consumed with being rejected. You're consumed with qualifying someone for your time. You have an understanding what you get paid for. If you played sports the way many people do business, it doesn't matter if you got consumed with striking out. I hope I don't strike out. I hope I don't strike out. I don't like striking out. If that's how you enter the batter's box, it's three pitches back in the bench, son, because you'd already struck out before you got there. Unfortunately, that's how a lot of people engage in business. They speak into existence the very situation they don't want to have happen. They put so much energy into not failing that they fail to engage. They fail to learn the skills. They fail to succeed. And then they're relaxed and they feel like, oh, my God, I didn't fail today. Well, you didn't succeed either because you didn't do anything. You weren't in the game. And if you're in the game, you can be in the flow. The hands-free zone is a space in your body. It's a space in your universe. It's a space in the quantum field where you're relaxed, you're released, you're in the hands-free zone, meaning that you're flexible, you have dexterity, you can adapt and adjust to the situation, you don't take situations personally, you don't engage in drama and chaos, and you definitely don't attract it because you don't have an identity for it anymore. And you spend your time in results, solutions, and empowering people. And then when you're done at night, you are done. You don't take it with you. And then you don't say dumb things like, I can't go to sleep at night. I toss and turn. I can't turn my brain off. Of course you can't turn your brain off because you're overwhelmed. You can't turn your brain off because you live in an overwhelmed state. You can't sleep at night because you don't know how to rest. You're so conditioned to sleep that you haven't taught yourself how to rest in an alpha-delta state. You don't know how to breathe. Your energy is completely cut off because the events that you continue to hold on to that you keep saying, I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I do this. How do I? How do I? How do I? And you emotionally intoxicate yourself thinking by going to another seminar, another event, another rally, another convention. That's where I'm going to get the magic. Magic happens when you let go. There is no magic. Magic breaks down to this, skills. When you master the emotional skills to be and stay in the flow, when you're in the flow, you're in the hands-free zone. When you're in the flow, people begin to show up. Your leads change. Your leadership changes. Leaders all of a sudden begin to emerge. And you're like going, where have they been? They've been right there. You showed up. Now they show up. All of a sudden, the two people you've been seeking to attract, that you put all this pressure on, you've ground down the back molars because all the pressure you put on the grind, the TMJ that you've had, all of a sudden your whole game begins to change. Mythically and magically is no longer a word. There is no magic. It's skills. As you start to master the skills, the emotions, as you begin to become that person you always knew you could be, even though you had doubts about it, now the doubts no longer are part of your identity. As you let go of guilt and shame about the events that no longer serve you, as you start to live in a heightened level of awareness, as you start to live in bliss, joy, you start to create reciprocity and prosperity, your leads change. They change, and all of a sudden in your leads, someone shows up that's independent. They're not dependent on you, and all of a sudden you have a business from the comfort of your home rather than a nonprofit organization from the comfort of your home. This is what happens when you let go. When you have relaxed intensity and you let go of your intensity, as you begin to let go of your unresolved anger, on a daily basis, people are telling Carolyn Olson and I my book, The Anger Factor, is one of the best books they've ever written on that specific topic. If you have not read that book or purchased it, I highly recommend that you either purchase the book or the download at goldenmastermind.com. $20. $20 to understand cause and effect. For years, I used to recommend the book called Letting Go of Anger, and angry all the time by a husband and wife team. I recommended that book for so many years that I decided to write my own book on the topic, and I became my own best student because I'd spent a lot of my life in unresolved anger, repressed anger. When you live in any kind of repressed emotion, that means you're not recognizing it. And when you repress an emotion, you don't let go of it. When you repress, then you have to stuff it. This explains the phenomenon called addiction. As you begin to let go of the events that you repress, have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you can change who you attract. As you begin to change who you attract, it's amazing what will happen to you in a leveraged business. They show up. Now, this is called synchronicity. Synchronicity means there's no separation between you and the outcome. You can pick a telephone up to call your grandmother, and she's already there. Synchronicity also began to explain the phenomenon called quantum leap. Now, I just released an audio program called Quantum Leap Thinking for Quantum Results, $17. You can find it on my website. Originally, it was a 4-cassette series. It's about 2 hours of content that I've studied for over 10 years on how to create a quantum leap. Quantum leap is 2 plus 2 equals 16. It is a situation that can be explained in science. It's where the sum becomes greater than whole of parts. In a direct sales network marketing business, it's a compounded effect. It's when you go from a rank advancement in your company, and over a one-year period, you rank advance 4 or 5 times because of the compounded effect. It's the sum of the books you read, the downloads you listen to, the podcast you listen to, the events you attend, but most importantly, the application. You take the content and you begin to apply it. That application of the content creates a one with. That one with then creates a connection to the quantum field, and in the quantum field, the people who are looking for your message begin to hear it because you have clarity. When you have clarity, the people who also have clarity begin to show up. That creates, there's no force in that, that's power. But when you try and force the situation, you'll attract people to be your counterforce who disappoint you. When you let go of trying to force control and overwhelm, then you'll begin to attract a different situation. In that relaxed emotional state that you live in, this is when you can create on-command synchronistic events, meaningful coincidences, the parking spot's there, the person shows up, the law of alignment begins to happen, one with, innate, all these words become part of your vocabulary because of the process you've been through. Meaning, it's like a set of tumblers in a lock, it clicks. 37 right, 3 times. 17 left, twice. 14 right, once, clunk. Meaning the tumblers line up, the law of alignment. Now, those of you who are on tonight's call who have been in that paying dues process, virtually tonight before you go to bed, you can create an altar call, meaning on command. Before you go to bed, spend a few moments in a very relaxed emotional state. In that very relaxed emotional state, that emotion you want to start to access is joy, love, bliss, enlightenment, in spirituality. And that type of emotional power, you start to have clearly defined visions about the outcome you're creating tomorrow, specifically tomorrow, so that when you rest tonight, there is no tossing and turning. Your eyes are not open. You do not require any kind of medication, barbiturate, alcohol, or any type of situation to enhance your sleep. In your sleep, you want to rest in a very relaxed alpha-delta state where you start to already create tomorrow's results. Tomorrow's results are already beginning tonight, right now. But when you say, well, how am I going to do that? You've already undone what I'm attempting to share. You have to let go of how do I and yeah, but. You have to accept, receive, and deliver. When you start to do that, when you start to practice this kind of access, you're virtually changing your brain. You're changing your emotional state. You're creating a new thought, a new feeling, a new emotion. You're virtually rewiring the neurological network of neurons that wire together, fire together, that create an identity. You virtually change your identity. You can go from victim, overwhelmed, starter to finisher, completer, closer in a very short period of time. There's no yeah but to it. It's not a how do I, it's an I am, it's I commit. You can't be interested and commit, it's a commitment. When you're committed, you can attract other committed success seekers to your reality who feel your commitment. When you're not committed, you'll also attract other unenlightened, unevolved souls who are chronic starters who don't have the ability to finish. When you become a finisher, a committer, when you're decisive, when you have desire, when you come from that place, optimum performance, when you come from that type of auto-suggestion, you will begin to attract to your reality a whole different type of situation. Your demeanor changes, your language changes, your energy changes. You transcend levels of consciousness. You virtually go from anxiety to awareness. In that type of situation, a whole different set of circumstances begin to happen for you. Instead of, like, this is a classic example. I received a check. I received a statement from the Franchise Tax Board. That's the California Taxation Corporation. I received from them one Sunday when I got home. It actually came on Friday. When I opened my mail on Sunday from a trip less than a month ago, I had a statement from them saying, you owe the Franchise Tax Board $31,337.37, no explanation, payment due by 6/17, please remit by electronic payment. I mean, that's what it said. It was one of those trifolded pieces of paper that comes from the three-letter agencies, Franchise Tax Board, Internal Revenue Service, you know, those three-letter agencies. And if you own a business, get comfortable. You're going to get a lot of them in the mail. Don't get overwhelmed by them. Now, I've been in business for so many years that I knew that this had to be a mistake. I wasn't overwhelmed. I called my accountant, faxed it to him. He called me back the very next morning. Jeff, we resolved the situation. You do not owe the Franchise Tax Board $31,000. They owe you $30,000, and you will receive payment within 6 weeks. Now, see, that always happens to me. Now, in my old days, I would panic, get overwhelmed, get pissed off, get angry, call my accountant, leave messages, send a carrier pigeon to him, do whatever I could, go over and drive on his door, knock on his door, create a nuisance, be overwhelmed, be panicked, but, oh, my God, how am I going to pay this? What am I going to do? What is going to happen? How do I? That would have been me about 30 years ago, that overwhelmed, addicted state. I learned to let go of situations I can't control. I knew the situation would get resolved, and as fate happens, that frequently happens to me in the laws that govern money. Learn to not panic, get overwhelmed, get depressed, feel guilty, feel resentful, feel these emotions that take you out of the flow. Learn to live in trust, T-R-U-S-T. It's a skill to trust yourself and trust others. Now, trust has more than one meaning. You can't be so trusting that you don't have any boundaries on it, but you want to be able to trust your feelings. Learn to trust your left brain less and trust your limbic brain more. So my name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm absolutely honored that you were on this call tonight. For those of you who seek to reach me, you can reach me directly at 209-932-0227. If you have not friended me on Facebook, I consistently clear out some of my Facebook friends, so there's always an opening for me to receive you as a friend. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y-C-O-M-B-S. My fan page you like, my friend, you send me a friend request. So I said, if you want to get a hold of me, 209-932-0227. I want to thank you for being on tonight's call. This is the first call in the second half of 2016. You want to finish this year strong. You want to finish this year competitive. You want to commit to having the best year of your entrepreneurial career. You're going to attract your reality, a whole different set of situations, circumstances, and like-minded success seekers that you can collaborate with to create 6- and 7-figure income. When you go to bed tonight, you are resting. You're going to bed to rest in an alpha-delta state. So when you wake up in the morning, you are in the flow. Thank you very much, everyone. You have an outstanding evening. Have a great evening and great night.